that.
I'm still a little hungover. I'm not gonna lie.
Even though it's, I think we're now like, we're a couple of weeks into 2026 by now, but.
I'm still hungover, I'm telling you.
You had a big New Year's Eve?
Hard Christmas break.
Nice, dude. Nice, yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Happy New Year, dude. And,
New Year. Welcome back, Bruv, for 2026.
Yes, Bruv are with us again.
We're
Fog
drinking
Buddies.
Their Fog Buddies in Humroon, Bruv in Baltzan.
And K Concepts for...
What are we drinking?
The merch. We are drinking this from Bruv. Their ginger...
Oh, yeah, ginger lemon.
Ginger lemon. It's so good.
Good for the throat.
Yes, good for the throat. Good for every part of your body.
Can we throw some...
Good for...
Taking a hair of the dog.
No. So how was your New Year's? Was it good?
It was great, actually.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Every time.
Okay. All right. You did something and then changed your mind.
Yes, I did. I mean, lots of family time. I didn't do a lot of work. Usually I take on some kind of gig, you know,
yes.
Either hosting.
But
or
you
whatever.
Didn't. But I did that. You just
relax.
I went to Australia.
You did. Tell us about your Australian trip.
Well, it was
a posh git.
I mean, I'm a citizen of the world, dude. Enough people.
He.
Maltese. We're going to start 2026, New Year's resolution,
It's true. Not that we don't love Maltese.
We do love Maltese.
We try to keep everything in one language so everybody understands.
Exactly.
What does yatla mean? He
yatla, throw up.
Makes.
Oh, yes. Yatla means to make or to throw up.
Or to throw up. So what I said was you throw up the...
The money.
Money.
Yes, yeah. No, so, I mean, believe it or not, enough people think that I'm funny that I can. I know it's very hard to believe, but, enough people believe, think that I'm funny that I'm.
Did you do any gigs in Australia?
I didn't. No.
You didn't, like me. You went to relax.
I just chilled. Yes.
And your sister lives over there, right?
My sister, no. My sister now lives in Malta.
She's back in Malta.
Yeah.
I forgot. Sorry, I didn't get the memo.
Yes. So, but my wife's lovely family lives there.
Of course.
So we went, we hung out there. Yeah, we saw a few kangaroos.
Nice.
Yeah.
Any what are those little ones called? Wallabies.
Wallabies.
See
yeah.
any of those?
Yeah, we saw all sorts of wildlife.
You didn't go out shooting roos, did you?
No, I've did the
as if you would never.
I shoot blanks. ever since the vasectomy. Anyway, so welcome to 2026, everybody. How is the crew? Can we get a woo? Brilliant.
Oh,
yeah.
Excellent. They did that on purpose.
Yeah, yeah, on purpose. Oh, wow. I mean,
Ruth Amira and
Massimiliano
having a tea break.
Yeah, I think they're filming a rival podcast to the She Words. That's what I reckon they're doing right now.
What are they going to call it? Let's think of a rival podcast name. No, you sure? Because I got one right now, but I better not say it.
Okay.
Let's talk about the Bruv food.
We've got
Annette's homemade.
This is how we're starting the
timpana.
New year. Timpana.
Timpana tananna.
So
look
good.
At that.
It's so
look
good.
Look at that.
How juicy. Like, oh, my God.
Oh, look at that little pizzella just sitting
yes,
out there.
Yes, a little pizzella.
Waiting to be sucked out
just,
of that pasta.
It makes it almost.
You touched it, you own it.
It's almost.
And these are chicken teriyaki noodles, right? Chicken teriyaki? Can't wait to have that. I think that was sent specifically for me because it's healthy. What are you doing? Well, today's theme, while Steve stuffs his mouth, is all about fear.
Yeah, we want to...
And irrational fears.
We're talking today about... Because it's a new year.
Yes.
And so many people like to face their fears over the new year. And so we decided that we would kick off the episode.
By the way, please don't say those two words. Or what? Three. New Year resolutions. I hate them.
I'm thinking about fear.
Could be someone's resolution to fight a fear, right?
Yeah, but as we start a new year, many people are like, you know what? This year I'm going to face my fears and do my thing. So we thought, let's kick off the new year with an episode about fears. Have you got anything that you're scared of?
I don't know if I've ever mentioned this. I think Matthew knows about my irrational, it's quite irrational, porcelain dolls.
Porcelain dolls.
I hate dolls. I hate any kind of doll.
So what do you do if you see one?
I look away. I don't
no, but
walk
like,
away.
But
I don't.
Do
I don't.
Do they cause a feeling inside?
They give me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah,
they give
that.
Me the ick.
Because of
those old ones.
Because of movies. Because of like the 80s kind of horror movies.
Yes, no, they never really freaked me out back then. It's kind of weird. It's just something that evolved.
Yes,
you don't have a doll under the table.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Here we go. Let me pull
Steve,
out.
I saw Steve reaching.
I didn't know this. If I did, I would have brought you a doll.
Trust me, my mates have done that.
Yeah, and so.
And ended up in a fire. Out. Yeah, yeah. I don't like them. I don't like them. Those old ones, you know,
the little ones,
where you lie down and you bring them up and their eyes open. The older,
like the Cabbage Patch dolls.
Nah, not Cabbage Patch. Those are fine. Just old porcelain dolls. They usually, you know, the ones that the
nuns. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about. It's just it's a weird thing to be scared of, dude.
Yeah, that's the only thing, really, I'm freaked out about.
I don't like mice is my thing, dude.
Really?
I fucking hate
rats.
Mice.
I can understand, but mice
even like little ones. Yeah, they're just so cute. We were swimming in Arlupsi this year, and
you saw one in the water.
No, not in the water. There's a cave.
Okay.
And I freaked out, like literally. So I was with Indri, my little boy, and he had to go out in front of me and start just making a lot of noise so the mouse would run away, because I can't do it.
Can I give you some agony uncle
advice? Of course, please do.
Don't go swimming in caves.
Yeah, but also, why would a mouse be swimming in a cave, dude? That was my thing. I don't know.
He's probably stuck there, poor guy.
Oh, he can't get out.
Can't get out.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
So, he's going to eat his own tail off.
Oh, dude. Why?
He's got to live somehow.
A cannibal. Anyway, so yeah. So I don't like mice. So we
Cannibal Mice of Arlupsi. Coming soon.
That's a great movie.
It's not bad,
That'd be a good movie. That's the sort of movie.
Who would be the male lead? I know who the...
So what you do is, so let's just take a sec. So you tell me not to mention people, and then you kind of feed me, you kind of set me up. It's like
I just asked who the male lead
is. I don't know who would be the male lead.
And well,
the cannibal mice of
I think we get Denise Gavard to be the
mouse?
Damsel in this.
Oh, the way just being with this mouse kind of gnawing at her. I'd be
tied to the rock.
Yeah, yeah. And the mouse is
here.
Yeah. Who would play the mouse, dude? That's the big question.
That's a good. I'd play the mouse. You
could play
the on the ropes and that bind Denise's wrists.
You need somebody to try to save Denise. Yeah. Like someone like Matthew would be ideal to try to save
Denise. Yeah, yeah.
But then she would be more scared of Matthew than she
that's
is of the
true.
Of the cannibal rat.
Because that's her irrational fear.
Yeah.
Matthew from Cavemen.
Let's be honest, it's not irrational. It is very rational. It's like so creepy man. Of course you're gonna be scared.
Shall we go to some of the audience entries?
Okay, before we do that, you know what? I think we mentioned Bruv. And they're amazing, the amazing stuff. I don't know if you mentioned K Concepts, who made the merch. So K Concepts made these, like, we've got these mugs, which we'll be giving away.
We're going to be giving these away in the prize packs.
Yes, okay. So we've got cups. So we've got T-shirts. We got these really big stickers that we printed. Like they are massive.
Massive. Watch, in 3D, they're even bigger. Look.
Yeah, see? Really, really big. And as well as K Concepts, you've also got Fog Buddies.
Fog Buddies in Hamroon, who, believe it or not, sell a lot more than what you think they sell.
Yes, thank you to our lovely sponsors. So we are asking you guys about your fears, your irrational fears.
Yes.
We ask people online to tell us what they're scared of. Let's see. So Nikita said, yeah, she's scared of Elton John. No, she's not. She's scared.
And the Berlin Wall.
Of hair in shower trays.
Oh yeah, I don't like it. It grosses me out, especially when the wife comes out of the shower and she's got a handful of this. The other day, she missed the garbage and she dropped it on the floor.
Ooh,
she had to bend over to pick it up.
Oh yeah, nice. But like when Kat goes into the bathroom, she's always like comes out of the shower. Dude, it's
crazy.
So much like
your wife has long hair.
It's like
right?
Yeah, but
she has long.
Well, yeah.
If left in that tray, in that shower tray, it's gonna turn sludgy and stinky and it's nasty.
Okay, right. So I mean, some people.
Maybe she's afraid of that.
She's afraid. Oh yeah. Okay. Well, it's a bit of
an irrational fear.
I know someone who is scared of tomatoes. Do you believe that? Like literally.
Yes.
They can't see tomatoes. They go.
So what happens like when they're at a pizzeria? Or
I don't know, man. I don't think they have
even variations of tomatoes.
Yeah, they freak out as soon as they see. Well, our friend Pia, friend of the podcast.
Yes.
Pia, petrified of bananas.
That's like, true.
She can't even sniff them.
She mentioned it on.
She's petrified. Like
she
literally. She was doing some rehearsals at my house a few months ago, and they were like, we had to like put all the bananas in the fridge because like Pia's coming.
Annette, can you make a banoffee? And we'll send it to Pia Zamit's residence.
Mala Mesquita.
But we have to film the reaction.
The reaction as she gets it. So people are scared with rabbits and things that hop.
Is that Nikita as well?
No, that's somebody else. Rabbits.
Somebody else.
And things that hop.
Anything
that hops.
Kangaroos and wallabies.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, people.
So don't go to Australia, whoever sent that.
People taking part in games at school. If they're hopping.
Hopscotch. Yes.
Hopscotch.
Hopscotchers.
Naomi, another friend of the podcast. Anyone touching my belly button, I'm terrified of it unraveling.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I'd be more afraid of whoever's touching your belly button is inside.
Yeah.
You know? Also, nasty lint.
Oh, I don't. Are you saying that Naomi's got nasty lint?
No, I'm not saying. But maybe she has a fear of someone finding, you know.
Yeah, finding stuff
some
in there.
Crap in there.
So, months ago, when obviously this is now January, but months ago, Naomi was in.
Good story.
No, I'm just saying, months ago, Naomi was in a play that I think you went to see, Dead and Breakfast.
Oh, that is that Naomi. Naomi. Okay, yes, Naomi's side.
Yes, Naomi's side. Yes.
Yeah, she played an influencer very well.
She did play an influencer.
You kind of hated her in the show, but that means, that means she played her.
She did it very well. So I'm just saying, if people know who she is. So if anybody weird tries
I've
to touch.
I've seen her belly button.
Yeah, if you try to touch her belly button, I mean, that's why. So nobody tried to touch her belly button.
So if you're trying to hit on Naomi.
Don't touch her belly button.
Don't touch her belly button.
Michelle said the same thing. Michelle, belly buttons, seriously, I cannot bear looking at them, let alone touching them.
Yeah.
I think I've got quite a nice belly button. I used to. Then I had a hernia. But I used to have.
Because that's where they go in to fix the hernia. Yeah, my son had a hernia as well.
In his belly button.
Yeah. That's so, where they went through, yeah.
Yeah, well, I saw a well-known Maltese actor recently. He's got his belly button is popping out, and he said because he's got a hernia that hasn't been fixed yet. I know, yeah. So
what's with those outies though? His belly button.
Yeah, it's weird, man.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, if you have an outie, if you've got an outie belly button, you are freak.
Sort it out.
Yeah, sort it out.
Sure, there's a Turkish
sorted.
Clinic that'll help you. They'll probably do a 2-for-1 with your teeth as well.
That's
belly buttons and teeth.
How do you know that they? I mean, that's. Just because you've got a bad belly button, assuming.
I know people.
Ah, oh, right. Okay. Terrified of hairy fruit.
Yeah.
How's your feeling of hairy fruit?
I don't like, I love kiwis, but yeah.
I've got some hairy plums.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
I've heard that about you.
Anyway,
I told you to shave him. She'd appreciate it.
Any other irrational fears? Matthew, any irrational fear?
Actually, I have one for Matthew.
Yeah.
This is
for Matthew, is it?
Matthew of the Caveman Podcast.
Cesareo.
I'm trying to pronounce this properly.
Go on.
I mean, it's a phobia, okay?
Phobia.
And Matthew definitely suffers for this. It's cenocillasophobia.
Cenocillasophobia.
Or cenocillacophobia is the fear of an empty beer glass.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Matthew?
He would suffer.
Pint glasses freak him the hell out.
Oh, yeah. He loses it. Oh, he gets very upset.
But it's a true, this is a fact. I saved it just for this.
So there are people who actually, when they see their glass empty, they get all freaked out. I guess
they would suffer from some sort of anxiety.
Yeah, because, oh my gosh, how am I going to, I don't have a personality.
By the way, did we ever talk about the amazing? I haven't stuck my fingers in this yet, but I want to.
But you will.
I really want to.
You will. Which
cashew
finger?
Coconut butter.
Which finger are you going to stick in there?
All of them.
All of them.
Well, no. Cashew. You see my fingers? I can probably only fit one of them.
We got a few.
But these are available at Edbrov. They make them themselves. You can see all the natural oils there.
Yeah. And this is almond butter. Almond butter.
You got the almond, okay.
And this is peanut butter as well. So the idea, if your child has a nut allergy,
Do not buy these.
Yeah.
If you have a nut allergy.
But if your child has a nut allergy and you don't really like them, then these are great for you.
Great for if you like to spoil your dogs.
Great for dogs.
Oh, they love this stuff.
What? So what?
Dogs.
How do you know? Where did you put that? In order for you to know just how much dogs like this stuff.
The internet. Oh my God. Anyway, they're very low in sugar. Well done. Well done, bruv. I apologize. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to apologize for my partner anymore.
That's heck. Halina Nash, let me live, Bella. So, Agony Uncle, this is our Agony Uncle section. Yeah!
I like this. This is from Mike. And Mike's, I let you read it because wait till you get to the end. It's brilliant.
Okay. Hi, Stephen Jay. Great to have you back. Thank you very much, Mike. I have a problem I want your sexy expertise on. Ooh, okay.
You got it.
I filmed a private video for my partner and somehow sent it to the family group chat instead.
Oh, God.
My sister just replied, proud of you for finally doing some exercise. But apart from that, silence. What the F should I do? Regards to Mrs. Bonditi.
That's
awesome. Oh, okay. So, Bella, okay. So, of course, we will send our regards to Mrs. Bondici.
We will. For you, Mike. Just for you.
No. Yeah, so, Mike has got the...
I'm gonna get some of those sexy props from...
Oh, yes.
From our friends at Fog Boat Buddies.
So, is that for... What's that?
Anything that will help.
That will help. He filmed a private video for his partner, and then he sent it to the family group chat instead.
That's crazy. I mean, I don't know what he did, but obviously it was something that involved physical activity, right?
I mean, can you imagine? Oh, my God. That would have been... I mean, maybe his family was very proud of him. His sister obviously said, well done for doing some exercise. So, again...
Next time, Mike, just go get yourself this little contraption from Fog Buddies. It's only like $17.95. And
what does it do? This is like tennis shopping. It has. What does it do, Jay?
Can I give it to you, Mela? This is my best Mario Morales.
Go on then. Good on you.
It has 10 sucking modes. Ashra. 10.
10. 10.
That's what it says. It has 10 different sucking modes. It's like a rose petal.
Yeah.
I guess it's for her pleasure.
Well, I imagine so. I mean, so there you go. So, So that's, I mean...
Tell Fog Buddies, Stephen J sent you.
Exactly. So I don't know how that will help him. I don't know how that's going
to
help.
Well, maybe it'll stop him from sending videos to the wrong chat group. I don't know.
I mean, also, good on him for sending a video to his partner. Like, he wanted to send it to his partner. So he was embracing technology.
I mean, listen...
And he just made a little mistake. Who amongst us has never sent something to the wrong group?
You're absolutely right. We all have. I've never sent that to the wrong group.
I mean, who amongst us has never sent dirty pictures or dirty videos to Mike's in-laws, who amongst us has never done that.
I think we've sent something naughty to Mrs. Bonici by accident.
By accident, yeah. I sent something naughty to Matthew by accident a few minutes ago before we started filming this episode. It was,
You did. Interesting couch.
Yeah. Mike. It happens, dude.
If you didn't delete the video...
Oh, I'm sure he deleted it. What, you think he left it on just for the whole family to see?
Hopefully he deleted it in time to delete for all.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And well, his sister saw it.
His sister.
Yeah, Christmas parties are going to be weird.
Christmas parties are going to be weird, but again, or maybe they'll just embrace him. Maybe they're like, oh, okay, I'm glad you had it in, you dude.
Yeah.
I didn't realize. I guess imagine a member of your family. You must have dweeby member, like a dweeby cousin or something. You think, oh, that guy. And then you all of a sudden you see him in action. You're like, yeah, well, good on you, man.
Good on you.
What
you don't want is for the matriarch or patriarch of that family chat
to be sending
accidentally
to send the video themselves.
A video of themselves in action to the family chat.
Oh, my gosh. Being like, you think that's good, Mike? Yeah. Look what Nana can do. And all of a sudden it's like,
has that ever happened to you?
Like a family chat full of flaps. Anyway, so good luck, Mike and Tom, and well done. Thank you for sending this one.
The next one's from Simon.
Hey, yeah.
He says, "Dear Multiverse Boys, hey, by the way, Multiverse, first of its kind. Don't accept any substitutes on Instagram.
Original.
I remember when Steve came up with the idea.
Mela.
He called me in the middle of the night. Scorching hot evening. And I said, what the fuck do you want?
And they're like, we need to talk. We need to talk.
Simon said, I was getting down to business with my girlfriend when her cat jumped on my back and dug its claws in.
Nice.
It was jealous. It thought you were harming her mummy.
But lived what she said. Look what the girl
said. She said, don't stop it. She likes to watch. I can't tell if that's a red flag or just foreplay.
Wow. Ever happened to you? Ever been with somebody and an animal got involved?
Well done for opening that can of worms for Matthew. There was once a dog that I had to tell her, listen, can you get it out of here? You guys know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was all around our feet.
It was all around the peanut butter.
There was no peanut butter involved.
it
was Greek yogurt.
Oh, right. You hadn't discovered Bruv yet because giggles.
That's that. Bruv wasn't even open. This was the 90s, Bruv, all right? I don't think the boys were even born.
The brothers. So what should Simon do? His girlfriend, he was with his girlfriend, cat jumps on, starts scratching his back, and the girlfriend says, She likes the what? Is that, would that be a red flag for you? Is that like
kinda?
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing if the cat's in the corner, you know, licking itself, maybe watching or whatever. Yeah. Cats don't really give a crap about what humans do anyway.
This one obviously did.
But you this one was scratching his back,
back. Yeah.
Doggy style. That'll solve the problem. Cat won't be, well, I mean, it could try, but, you know, you're not lying down. You're not an easy target for the cat if you're doing it doggy style.
I think the partner obviously likes it because she was
that
like,
kind of weird.
She was like, don't stop it. Mm. The cat likes to watch. I think she likes the cat being involved. Yeah.
She's enjoying the cat scratching this
guy's back. Yeah, it's weird, man. I think it's a red flag for
me. I think it's a red flag.
Just because she's a cat. No, if it was like another animal. I'd be like, that's
by the way, this is a ring for sex prop from Fond Buddies in Hamroon.
What a segue. All right, look what Ayrton wrote. Look what Ayrton wrote on the monitor.
I'm a professional. I don't need to read.
No, but look, he wrote a comment for you. Look at that comment up there.
I'm not. Yeah. I'm going to acknowledge it.
Do not rise to the bait, Jay.
Never.
Everybody's trying to bait you today. Do not rise to the bait.
They're just jealous.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't tell that to...
Yeah.
You would.
Yeah, that's it. So that was our agony uncle section. If you have any issues, you would like alpha males such as me or Jay to answer for you anything at all, from cats jumping on your back to so I think on our first episode we had the woman whose boyfriend shat into a sock. Anything.
That was Claire. She won, by the way.
She won in life having a partner like that.
Well, I don't know about that.
Anything like that, just get in touch and we will solve all your problems.
All right. And we're back. Mm. We're back. And we have new food props.
So, yes. So, thank you again. All this lovely
food. Those were really good. But the amaretto balls.
Amaretto, limoncello.
These are just award winners.
Hobbs Bizet, dude. Hobbs Bizet.
I thought those were the pulled porks like episode one.
No, Hobbs Bizet. Perfect.
Okay, while you're eating that, I am going to tell you that I did a deep dive into Reddit once again. Okay. Thanks for the suggestion. I got lost for 3 hours.
Did you? Right.
Cheers. Yeah,
talking about fears.
Yeah, I must have read over 1,500 fears. But these were some of my favorites, and I want your reaction. Being framed for murder or any other major crime. Do you remember those? Do you remember when they used to do those Roblox? Because they were popular in the
90s,
the early 90s.
I would be stopped all the time.
This is the way you looked. I would put on my specs.
Oh, really?
And try to look as nerdy as possible.
And then they'd let you go.
Oh, it worked.
Without realizing that those are the nerdy ones.
And both hands on the wheel, because if you're driving like this,
like
some kind of douche could be like, oh, cool, you're going to get pulled over. Glasses on. Hands at 10 and 2. Right? Yeah,
and then you're just like,
good evening, officer.
Yeah.
Go.
I know a story of a guy who was with a girl and he ended up with blood on his jeans because it wasn't, it was sexy blood.
The painters were in.
Yeah, it was.
Arsenal were home.
So he took his jeans off to give to her because I think she ended up with blood on her. So he took his jeans off to give to her so she could kind of go home.
So he was pantsless.
So he was and he was stopped at a roadblock.
Is that a true story?
It's a true story.
How did he experience?
He was stopped at a roadblock.
Is that illegal?
His story was.
Being topless is technically illegal.
But he was wearing underpants, so he wasn't. His balls were out. So he was wearing underpants. But apparently the policemen were just kind of laughed it off and said, we said, go, Habib, go.
Get out of here.
Yeah, get out of here. Yeah,
so
that was, I can imagine that as a fear that you're caught, that you're wrongly sent down for a crime you didn't commit. I mean, that's not irrational.
Here's the last one, okay? Moths. I effing hate moths. Butterflies? ? Fine. But not
butterflies
moths.
And moths are the same.
Never
thing.
Moths.
They're the same thing.
This person said he accepts, so he's Mothist.
He's Mothist.
He's a
They're
Mothist.
The same thing, dude. Moths and butterflies. Butterflies are just more beautiful moths. You know, there's been stories of the people who found stuff in ears. Have you ever heard that?
Yes.
Like people would be camping somewhere.
Yes.
Like in the outback or something. And then they...
By the way, I'm going to say this right now.
Go on.
Camping is bullshit.
What do you mean? Whoa. Why?
First of all, my son went camping. I took my son.
Camping.
My brother was camping.
Right.
This was last year.
Right.
Right. Just before winter. So it was still mild. And... I mean, I wasn't there 5 minutes, and I was attacked by 6,000 mosquitoes. Yeah, it was ridiculous.
But you looked
it
like
was ridiculous.
You looked like you would be lunch for 6,000 mosquitoes. Be like, oh yeah, we can eat off that guy.
Maybe lunch for 6 million mosquitoes. Let's be honest. But then,
and they didn't go for anyone else.
My son came home with all sorts of mosquito bites. All over his neck and his face, you know. But I prefer glamping.
Of course you do. Wow, you are so, oh my God. Yeah. You're so corporate, dude.
Dude, I'm 50.
You've become corporate.
I'm 52. I don't need to. I don't need to pitch a tent anymore.
You can't pitch a tent, except with some help. But
nothing wrong with help.
Stop.
All right. If you need help, or if anybody you know needs help
to pitch a tent, come to our next recording of the Multiverse.
Contact,
help you out.
Contact us via our agony uncle.
Yeah, helping. We should start an NGO. We can do this together.
Yes, we can. Yes.
We can do this together as a community service.
Well, you could really fly off the rails, can't you? That's pretty good. I have to admit, that's impressive.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. Like my tent pitching skills.
All right, we're
going to end today's show with a would you rather.
Okay, and while you do that, I'm going to have one of Annette's balls.
Right, so, would you rather... would you rather wake up to find the stranger playing with your belly button or find stranger's hair in your shower?
Ooh. Stranger's hair in the shower all the way.
Yeah, but I mean, okay.
No. Don't change it.
I mean, how a stranger playing with your belly, it might be enjoyable.
No.
Are you scared of belly buttons as well, of people touching your belly?
I'm afraid of strangers in my bedroom while I'm asleep.
Yeah, but what if they're there? What if it's...
I saw the silhouette of my own child at 3 a.m. in my doorway, and I swear to God, I nearly jumped off my balcony.
Okay, but what if it's like, you know, remember the TV show, Tisotkunin? What if it's like Rachel from Desotrinin, just kind of scratching your belly button to tell you that you found your long-lost relatives from Canada? She just...
No comment. Shout out to Rachel and Colin.
Colin. Hi. Hello, Rachel and Colin.
Yeah. Hi, this is for you. Would you eat stranger's hair for €1 million?
Ooh. And how much hair are we talking?
And what hair? Armpit, head, boobs.
I mean, yeah. So tell me, what hair? How much and what hair? So if it's...
It would have to be a decent size, like a cereal bowl.
Cereal bowl of hair?
A small cereal bowl.
Okay. For €1 million. Could I have it with milk? Like if it's cereal, could I?
Why not?
No, I would. €1 million. You know, lost €1 million. Yeah, I'd definitely do it.
I mean, how much is this stomach pump going to cost?
Yeah, €1 million.
Mush, nothing.
And also,
public healthcare, it's
of
free.
Of course. And I mean, we might even be able to get some from our sponsors. There might be someone we might be able to get a sponsor from someone.
I don't think Bruv Benny bags of hair.
No.
The back of Balsan's kitchen.
I was going to say maybe Fog Buddies have got a stomach pump with all the
pumps, all right.
They've got lots of
it's
stuff.
It's more like a Swedish pump,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So I'm sure we could use that.
Austin Powers reference there.
Would you rather be intimate with the lights on and everyone watching, or lights off and not know who you're being intimate with? That's a good one, actually.
That's making my nose.
That's a good one.
Giving me so much anxiety.
So you're doing it with the lights on, but everyone is watching.
Define everyone.
I don't know.
Like every family member or mates?
Yes. Your whole family. It's Christmas.
Can I
get your whole family?
Please, just for this line.
No, of course.
I can just imagine in the back of my head, Jason, Mishek. My mom. No, Jason. Not like that.
Yeah, just turn around a little bit. That is a good one, man.
Who wrote that? You?
Yes, that was mine.
That's good.
So
because yours are usually disgusting.
Mine are quite. There's a
those
thought
ones you
behind
wrote,
them.
Those ones you wrote for the summer special at Bruv
were brilliant. We're amazing,
Steve.
We're amazing,
Steve. I don't know what you were on. That was a good one.
Pepe, yes.
I don't know what you were on. But magic mushrooms, maybe?
You are trying to change the topic. Mm. It's Christmas and your whole family is there. You're either doing it with the lights on and everyone's watching. Or the lights off and you don't know who it is.
Dude, lights on. Lights on, everyone's watching.
It could be a nightmare.
Exactly. It could be, you know. No. Lights on, people watching.
Okay. I would go lights off.
Go lights off.
Yeah, it's all completely consensual. Everybody knows what's happening.
That's fine, but you don't know who it is, even if it's consensual or not. You wake up and it's... I knew that would get him.
What?
He needs love too.
Of course, but it just felt very random. It just felt very random.
I tried my best.
Of course, yeah, and that's what would make it even more exciting and intense. Actually, I'd wake up and hope. That's it. that would be my only stipulation.
I don't know if you would have signed up for this.
If I can guarantee that it would be, I would say 100% yes.
All right.
Taya, wow, what an episode it's been. Thank you to everybody who sent in their stuff. We will be back again in a couple of weeks' time.
We will.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Yes, and don't forget to send us your stories.
Yes.
Even on the off chance that we might not, you know, have that topic, if you've got a crazy story, and you want to send it anonymously, we might even revolve a show around that topic.
Your story, yes. Yeah. So send in any stories and any problems for our Agnes.
Caveman, you'll see the address here.
It's right here if they've put it up.
It's anonymous. You can add your name if you want. You don't have to. Obviously, you don't add a name or a contact, you can't win any prizes. But if the story is too juicy and you don't want to reveal your ID,
up to you.
Fine, up to you.
So, and on that note, we'll see you in a couple of weeks. Bye!